And welcome back to the Squadcast. Yes, we've survived. We are back on season two. Thank you to everybody who loudly demanded that the Squadcast is back again. It makes us feel all warm and fuzzy inside. But yeah, we are back ahead of the 2023-2024 season. I'm Craig Wright. For those of you that didn't tune in on series one, we won't hold that against you. And as we exclusively revealed in our teaser, Murphy Walker is back as co-host for season two.
Yep.
Murphy, you are back. We managed to entice you back again.
Yeah.
Just give us your thoughts on it.
Convinced.
Yeah, give us your thoughts on it.
No, it's great. It's great engaging with the fans in a different aspect. I know it's been good fun. There's been quite a lot of good feedback, which it's always welcome. Nothing has been bad yet.
Touch wood.
So we've had plenty of great feedback, especially at the open day yesterday, which was amazing to see all the fans and get heckled from the stands saying, "Is that Murphy from Squadcast?" opposed to being a player at Glasgow. So,
yeah,
looks like they know me now as a Squadcast.
In fairness, that's what you want to be known for. You want to be known for your media commitments. Obviously.
Yeah, I'll just roll with that.
Yeah, so clearly.
That'll be my new title, Murphy Walker, the Squadcaster.
Well, speaking of feedback, we touched on it in the teaser. The most requested man in the world on the Squadcast.
Yeah.
Not even the Glasgow Warriors squad.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know why he's such a terrible guy, but Rory from St Andrews, you'll be buzzing with this. We've got the one and only superstar, Seba. Seba,
hello,
welcome.
Everyone.
Hello.
Great to be here. Great to be here with you, Marv. Yeah. Greg.
Yeah.
Is this your first episode of this season?
We had a teaser last week, but this is the first episode, proper one of this season.
Kicking off in style. We need the star to come for us.
Started strong.
Okay. Man who's described as a magician by Kyle Stein at the end of last season.
Yeah. I was worried.
Yeah.
Seba would come on here and pretend that he couldn't speak English. That's one of the worries. But because Seba, I'd say, arguably, is the strongest, got the best English spoken accent as well as vocab as anyone else.
Well, this just occurred to me. He's our first Argentinian on the Squadcast.
Yeah, that was my excuse last season. But yeah.
No.
I mean, there's no way we're getting Domingo and he could barely speak English last season.
We wish him well over in France to Domingo. Yeah. But yeah, Seba, just obviously it's been a busy summer. We've all been working, well, I say we've all been working away. You've been working hard in the background. We've been working hard behind the scenes from the comms and media point of view. But we're now, it's a game week. It's the start of a new season. How exciting is it to finally have a game on the horizon?
No, yeah, it's great. It's been a tough preseason for me because, I've been in Argentina. So it's been a double preseason with the Pumas and then the Rugby Championship. And, coming back here and doing the preseason with the boys, it's been an amazing preseason. The boys came really fit, and these last 2 months they were awesome. So, really looking forward to play and get some game time with the boys.
Obviously, we can't let you go. Obviously, we're still four games left of the Rugby World Cup, but the final four, your own boys are in the semi-finals. Just tell us how loud Saturday was for yourself with Argentina.
No, it was great. It was great to watch all the boys. We made a barbecue at Lucio's, so it was good. Passing for the boys.
You obviously played in the last All Blacks game, didn't you? Back in Argentina.
I did.
You got the late call, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I got a late call. Wasn't a great game. So hopefully this result is not even close to that one.
As well as because I remember I watched that game. And I had no idea you'd been called up until it turned on. It was on. It's like, you weren't supposed to be playing. What's going on?
Me neither.
How late did they leave it?
No, it was on Friday.
The night before?
The day before. The game was on Saturday. And the day before, Bauzi Delgi, the other winger that plays in Clermont, he had a little bit of an injury in his hammy. And Cheka told me.
Just Cheka comes to him about, mate.
Yeah.
You're playing.
It's like he's in the room.
You're playing. and also you're traveling because I wasn't going to travel to Australia. So and then it was we traveled to Australia 2 weeks and then 1 week to South Africa. So it was a long trip.
Busy.
And, yeah.
Busy.
Well, you've obviously got the semi-finals this weekend, but it's now the customary time of the show. We're over to Murphy Walker for this weekend's plug of the weekend.
Plug of the weekend is we've got a game against Leinster Sunday. So everyone buy your tickets. 4 o'clock kickoff.
4 o'clock kickoff on Sunday. 2:30 for family day.
I genuinely don't think you could get a bigger game to start the season.
No. No, it's one.
4 o'clock kickoff.
Yeah, 4 o'clock. Do you not know that?
I didn't know it was 4 o'clock.
So I was just going to turn up at 9 a.m. ready to play. No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, four, kind of 4 o'clock versus Leinster. I mean, at home.
Yeah.
It's going to be a dinger, isn't it?
So, have you scored against Leinster the last time over in the RDS?
Yeah.
Nearly. Didn't score.
No, I was going to say, we watched this earlier on today. We kind of give Steno a little bit of a... Whoever slung it off for the pass.
That bad pass. But yeah, I think.
Seb, it was at your ankles, you were allowed to say it's a bad pass.
As soon as Steno passed it, he puts his hands on his head.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, obviously it wasn't a good result for us. For me, I'm really looking forward to play this weekend and have a great start of the year.
And fingers crossed we'll see you all there, Warrior Nation.
Also, speaking of off-season, Seb has been busy. He's also been busy out of rugby. He's to be a dad soon, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
The worry on Seb's face as you started that conversation.
He has been busy.
Past my wife is due on Monday, this Monday.
Week
yesterday.
Yeah, week yesterday.
6 days now. So, I already arranged with the baby not to come on Sunday or Saturday. So I can play without any.
No worries.
No worries.
We'll have a Scottish Argentinian.
I was going to say Scotland or Argentina in the next 18 years. Like, which way are you pushing? Never heard.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a ginger.
Speaking of ginger, your hair's turned a wee bit, hasn't it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Seba reckons the sun's turning a wee bit ginger.
I mean, first of all, the sun here.
Must be the Scottish air that's getting you turning the tips.
Maybe that.
Anyway, we will kick off the squadcast properly. For those of you who are new to this, including yourself, Seba, in front of Murphy, the hat is back once again. The hat has been filtered by Mr. Walker beforehand. There's the sound for effect. We've splashed the money on the sound effects this year, haven't we? It's just you waving a hat in front of a microphone.
That makes sense.
In that hat, there are a bunch of little slips of paper with some scenarios on there. Your job, Seba, is to answer them as best as you can, entertain the listeners, and generally just have a lot of fun doing it, basically. And we've got a live audience in the background. As our office admin, Yana, is wearing the hat. Celebrations from Yana. Thanks for that. Anyway, Seba, feel free.
Take one,
read the question, and then tell us your answer.
Tell us what you're thinking.
Okay. And if you can read the writing, bonus points to you too, because it's mine and it's horrendous.
Who is the most Scottish teammate of? I have two for these ones. For this question, I would say Duncan Weir.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. He won't listen to this.
You'll be surprised.
Oh, will he?
Yeah, he'll be surprised.
Does he listen to it more than we give him credit for?
Yeah, I think he does.
I would say the most strong accent would be Wombat. I think.
Jamie Batty.
Jamie Batty. But I would say, the most Scottish, I would say, Dunkey.
Dunkey,
I don't know why, but...
I think that's probably fair.
A strong accent and... Yeah, he's Scottish.
how long did it take you to get used to that? You've been here for two, 3 years now?
This is my third season.
How long did it take you to get used to the accents? Are you used to the accents?
I'm still getting used to it, to be honest. Now, some of the boys are hard to understand, but now it's... Yeah, still getting used to it, as I said.
Murphy?
What? Am I getting used to Scottish accents? Well,
that too.
I've been fluent. I'm fluent since birth. So, I agree. Actually, I agree with both.
Yeah,
both comments.
Just give us a bit of an insight. Obviously, it could be a very daft question. It could be as simple as possible.
Yeah.
Explain Wombat, not as in explain Jamie a person. Just explain the nickname.
Nickname.
Is it just because Batty is involved?
Bat. Wombat. Have you ever seen a wombat?
Well, yes.
Like I've just put two and two together. It kind of looks like a wombat as well. So,
well, he's also a non-appearer on the squadcast from last year. So we have to get him on.
He's always busy flying his little plane. That's why. So we need to get him. Yeah, I'm sure we'll find some time. But imagine that. Can we do that?
Squadcast
live from 3,000 feet in the air.
Okay, I'm going to see if the health and safety form gets
In the budget. We'll see how we can work that out.
Do you know what? It's not me I'm worried about. It's how do I explain to Franco that I'm taking two of his props in a plane to a squad rest. Going to flip the question for you a little bit as well. This is a bit of a backwards question. Who is the most Scottish, in inverted commas, of our quartet of Argentinians? Who's the one that's got used to Scotland most quickly?
I would say probably me, or
yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, probably me, or or maybe Lucio. But I would say probably me. Yeah.
Not Enrique. No way. He's been here the longest and still isn't. Scottish in the slightest.
Oh, dear.
Tried haggis. You like our local delicacies, don't you? Black pudding at breakfast. Haggis.
Yeah. No. I don't have them like regularly on my breakfast. But okay, so I can't. Like,
points deducted.
And that, this is the difference between winger and prof.
True. Ask Lucio and Ricky. They probably smash that every day.
Oh, dear. Anyway, second question.
Yes. Which teammate makes the best coffees? And who never makes them?
Oh, that's right up your street.
The best coffees, I would say, Shiba.
Sean Kennedy.
Yeah, Sean Kennedy.
I did walk into the back of a masterclass with Shiba the other day. That was an experience.
Yeah. He's great.
He's very good.
Yeah, and who never makes them? I don't know.
You're always handed them by somebody else. So
no. Lucio. I would say Lucio.
No. Nope.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. No, to be honest, I don't know. I don't know if there's anyone like
that
make it.
That's fair enough.
Do you have a...
No. Who? Here's right. Not coffee. Mate.
Yeah. Mate is always Lucio.
Always?
Making it or not making it?
Not making it?
Yeah.
Oof.
You're going to say yourself, aren't you?
As well. No, Faku. No. By far, Faku.
Fucking the second
dog. Yeah, I would say Faku.
Who's always making it? Lucio.
But he's always the one who comes to the earliest in the morning.
So just explain, for people that don't know either what mate is, or obviously we see you guys with every away game and most home games, actually, probably as well. Yeah. We see you all around with the mate. Just explain us a little bit about what mate is.
Yeah.
Why
we drink it every morning. And, well, for example, now I go home and I just... would drink mate as well. It's just like green tea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cultural in Argentina. Almost everyone drinks it. And it's just green tea. And you pour some hot water. And that's it.
Yeah.
Easy. I don't know if it's
very sociable.
Or not, but social. And then you just pass it. And everyone drinks from the same straw. And... Yeah.
Nice.
After COVID, maybe it's the best thing.
It's a lot more allowed now.
Yeah, no. It's great. It's great. And I don't know if it's super tasty, but I love it. And a little bit bitter. And
do you know any Argentinians that don't like it?
Because
every single Argentinian that I've met has it, without a doubt.
Yeah, probably there are some that doesn't like it, yeah, but... I would say that more than 90% of Argentinians would drink it. Yeah.
Because when we were in Argentina in the summer,
yeah,
it was everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody walking about with a wee mate cup. What do you call the little... Is that just a cup?
No, the mate. Oh, yeah, we would call it the mate. So like the little cup.
Little cup.
But everything is the mate as well, you know?
All right. So like the leaves, the
that
tea
is, that is called the sherba.
Sherba.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
Duolingo coming in handy.
It's like the green lips.
Yeah.
Tiny lips.
Does a straw have a fancy name as well, or is it just straw?
It's called Bombisha.
Bombisha. Because it's got that big like scoop bit on the end, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
See? Is that?
Yeah, people now are used to see us with the mate, but before they were just like,
what are they doing? It's one of those ones when we're on an away kit that it's actually now something you just end up accepting as there. Like, I'm away from a comms point of view, I've got my laptop, I've got a camera if I'm taking something along those lines. Like, you'll have your boots and your kit. Everybody's got their own bits and pieces. And then if I see yourself a Lucio without the mate, it's like, okay, something's gone wrong. What's happened to
you? A little leather carrier.
Yeah, if you see it around Scotsner, if you're traveling to an away game, keep an eye out for it because it will make an appearance at some point, no doubt.
It's fairly obvious as well. You can't miss it. So.
No,
Lucio will always take it.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Number three.
Another one.
We should also say before Sebo comes out, for season two, if you do have questions for the Squadcast, please feel free to drop us a line on social media. We would say drop us a line on WhatsApp or phone numbers, but I feel like putting Murphy's phone number out into the wild is probably not a clever idea. But if you see anything on social media, feel free to send us a message through Twitter or X or whatever it's called, or
Instagram,
DMs. Or just drop us a comment and we'll pick it up. Anyway.
Who has the best chat and who has the worst chat?
Okay.
In which sense the best chat
like crack, like who's funny and
I would say the best chat like in terms of like making jokes and
yeah,
I don't know. Maybe Gox, George Horn is
Goxy.
It's clever and
very fast. Witty.
Yeah, you know
sharp.
What I mean.
Yeah,
very
sharp.
Sometimes want to hit him.
Yeah,
but he's funny. He makes me laugh, and he's always just looking for that.
Yeah,
you know.
He's always got that bit about him.
Chat. Yeah, I would say Gox and the worst chat.
You don't need to be nice here.
No.
And you don't need to pass this on to me. Your answer. I'm not
well, I think everybody that listened last year knows what your answer to this is already.
Struggling not to prompt as ever here.
No. To be honest, I can't say anyone. Like, it was chat. No one comes into my mind now. Come on, give me a hand.
I'm not going to tell you.
He's luring you and he's got the line in there.
Nah, some of the Ferguson brothers come into the mansion. Yeah. I'm kidding. I've got over that.
Have you though? Have you?
Probably not. We've got a season to redeem themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Next one. Which teammate has the best hidden talent?
Now this will be good if you can answer this because we asked this a couple of times last year and nobody had a clue. Nobody could think of anything, which was slightly surprising / depressing to
me.
Faku can play the piano.
Yeah,
and sing a little bit.
Oh yeah.
Pause.
Yeah.
Pump's coming.
Pause for John Manson.
Oh, pump.
Pump. We're working here. We're doing something.
You got a special comment for the squadcast?
Hey, Colin, you're right.
Is this the podcast?
This is the podcast.
The squadcast.
The squadcast.
What do you want me to say?
Ladies and gentlemen, John Manson.
Hello, everybody. My name is John Manson, aka the Pump, and I'm the head of rugby operations.
And a little link for this weekend's game.
Yeah, is that friends and family?
Family day.
Theme? Yeah, come along. 4 p.m. kickoff versus Leinster. It's going to be a great game. First one of the season.
Brilliant. Thank you, Pump.
It's the generational game. We've got this. We've got two generations of Glasgow front rowers down there.
Thanks, Pump.
Yeah. Anyway, yes.
Back to this one. I think, just Fago came to my mind. The other day we went to Belfast to play against Ulster. And there was a piano in the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he was just playing the piano and singing a little bit.
Yeah.
So, he can play the piano. I know he can play a little bit the guitar. So
nice.
I don't know if he's a great musician. But he can just play it.
We'll find him out. We'll find out. Yeah, do we know what Facundo's sort of party piece is if he plays the piano? Has he got a song that's a particular favourite for him? Or
Fago?
Yeah.
No.
We'll find out.
Are they English songs or Argentinian songs that he plays on the piano?
No, there must be English songs as well.
Yeah. We'll need to get a piano in Scotland.
Yeah, we'll just add that to the list of things in the hub that we're going to end up with.
Right, our budget must be expanding.
Do you know what? I mean, we spent it all on the Jaffa Cakes to get you resigning.
Exactly, that's true. Expensive.
Yeah.
Expensive.
Right, so have we developed any hidden talents over that? I mean, you mentioned your Duolingo. You've obviously got that going for you.
Yeah, not really. I don't know.
There must be someone.
Must be.
Lucio's surely got some sort of hidden talent.
I mean, Lucio cooks, we know this.
Yeah, well, Lucio's a great cook.
Yeah.
Great.
Actually, we'll touch on that.
Barbecues.
That was what I was going to say. We've seen the photos and we've touched on it earlier when we were talking about the barbecues.
Yeah, of course, he's great at that.
Yeah.
Enrique's good, really good as well in the barbecue. Usually the props are the ones.
Yeah, you usually trust.
Of cooking in the barbecues and in the barbecues, but yeah. I don't know if that's a hidden talent or not.
Has he got a speciality dish? Is there something he always cooks on that? Is it just
steaks?
Nah, yeah. All the steaks, yeah.
All the steaks.
Always.
But no, to be fair, in the kitchen he cooks everything.
No.
So
this is probably a bad question to have and talk when you're 4 o'clock
starving,
on a Tuesday. You're absolutely starving.
Yeah. I want to go to Lucio's now.
Yeah. Lucio, we're all coming around. See you, mate.
Speaking of food, and this is backtracking onto Scotland. Has there been any like snacks and like sweets or anything that you've got that are like Scottish that you've never had before that you'd love now? Like, did you go to the shops and buy any of the sweets and go, I'll have to buy them every time?
Probably not.
This guy eats too clean. It's crazy.
Again, winger.
Probably not. My wife, she likes the, how it's called, the drink that you have it. And then you put some water as well.
Diluting juice. Vimto.
Yeah.
Vimto.
Vimto diluting juice.
That one.
Nice.
I hate it, but she likes it. But then, no. I mean, in Argentina we have all the other sweet
Iron well. Brew.
I mean, what?
Iron Brew?
No, not that one.
No.
No, I don't like that one.
Was it a Tunnix wafers? Was it? What's it called?
A caramel wafer.
A caramel wafer. A tea cake.
I've got a feeling there's a spin-off series here where Murphy just introduces you to everything. Yeah.
You've been here for what, 3 seasons? You don't know what a caramel wafer or a tea cake is?
No.
Oh, Sam.
Well, we've got some learning.
There we go. Yeah. Haggis and black pudding. That's guys. We've progressed.
We've got
there.
Some learning to do, Seba.
Okay.
If you score a try, all right. Anybody in the East or West End, bring a tea cake with you. And if Seba scores, throw it at him.
Don't throw a tea cake. No. For a start, that's slightly violent. Second of all, nicely. That's a waste of a tea cake.
Well, I'm just saying, if it gets thrown and Seba doesn't get it, I'll run after it and chase him myself.
So. Okay, we're going to caveat this. If anybody in the East and West End brings a tea cake to this weekend's game, just give it to Seba gently as a reward. Right, don't game. Throw it.
I would pass it gently to Marv.
Right, one more. Yes. We got one more and then you're good to go.
Which teammate are you back in to nail the crossbar challenge?
Now, this is a good one because you've done the crossbar challenge for us.
Wow, no, I haven't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, was it you?
No, I don't know.
I thought it was...
It was our Argentinian boys before the challenge cup final. Yeah.
But I thought it was Mingo that had the shocker.
Nope.
Was it you that had the shocker?
No, Domingo Nelly. Yeah, Domingo Nelly.
It's still available on our Instagram if you feel like going back and having this.
But, we'll need to find that clip again.
Yeah.
That could be the teaser for this week.
Which team are you working to nail the crossbar challenge? I would say, I go with an easy one. I probably said Roscoe or Duncan.
Yeah, one of the tens. Yeah, probably is fair, yeah.
Not yourself, no.
We're going to have to get you to do this again, aren't we?
No, that's the last one.
Going to have right, to doing redemption.
What staff member?
What are staff member?
To back. Who would you back? Go coaches, and then we'll go like off-field staff.
I would say Nigel.
Nigel.
Yeah.
Could say that.
Over Horney.
Ah, I forgot about Horney, yeah. No, yeah, I would say Horney.
Horney?
He's been playing for...
So long, yeah.
For
yeah, it's probably a good
what
joke.
What about off-field staff? So, like...
off-field staff?
So you got Craig here?
Okay.
I'll save you the pain. Definitely not me.
The Stuarts? Shizzle?
One of the SNC to be?
SNC? What? Killian? No way.
Robin?
Robin, yeah.
Yeah.
He could.
Shizzle.
Shizzle.
Shizzle. You know, I could see that with Shiz.
Yeah.
It just comes out one take, done.
Yeah. Easily.
Either that or we're there all day.
You gotta be lucky as well.
Yeah, this is it.
I wasn't lucky.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I'm great at the crossbar challenge, but that day it was too windy.
Okay, so we'll do this again, I would say tomorrow, but this is getting released tomorrow. So we'll do this again later in the week.
Perfect.
Yeah. Right, great, fantastic.
I nailed it. Look, I'll do it.
Do you know what, Seb? I 100% believe you on this one.
He's been practicing.
Yeah, he's clear. This is what he's been doing.
Since that video went out, he's been away in Argentina practicing.
That's actually where Cech found him.
Left behind in the. I wasn't called in the World Cup because I was
couldn't hit a crossbar.
That's it. Ah, now we know the reason. Well, on that bombshell, nice. As they say, that is a wrap on episode 1 of season 2 of the Squadcast. Seba, thank you very much for joining us and sticking around and making everybody that's listening very happy. And all the very best. Hopefully we'll see you on Sunday, but all the very best with your impending son/daughter. And all the best to Paz as well. Yeah. Murphy, welcome back to yourself as well.
Yeah, thanks.
And
good one to start, wasn't it?
It was a good one to start. It's a high bar to set, aren't we? Although we're going to have to make sure that it's a high bar that Seba can hit with a crossbar challenge in the next, like, the next day. But no, thank you very much. And thank you again to everybody who's tuned in for listening. Don't forget, Sunday, 4 p.m. here at Scotland for Family Day, Glasgow Warriors against Leinster. Tickets still available at glasgowwarriors.org. Be here. You will not want to miss it. In the meantime, I've been Craig Wright. He's been Sebastian Cancellieri. He's been Murphy Walker. And this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.